Well, we're continuing to look at the riot that took place in Jerusalem, recorded in Acts chapter 21. And of course, Paul finds himself in the middle of this tumult. The Jews have dragged him out of the temple court, shut the gate, and attempted to murder him. Fortunately, the uproar was seen and heard at the Antonia fortress, and Claudius Lysias, the commander, has rushed a squad down to the temple area, has picked Paul up, put him in chains, and now have carried him up the steps, intending to take him into the fortress. At that point, in verse 37, we read, as the soldiers were about to take Paul into the barracks, he asked the commander, "May I say something to you?" "Do you speak Greek?" he replied. "Aren't you the Egyptian who started a revolt and led 4,000 terrorists into the wilderness some time ago?" And so Paul now has established a rapport with Claudius Lysias. And I want you to notice that question that the commander asked him. "Aren't you the Egyptian who started a revolt and led 4,000 terrorists out into the wilderness?" Well, the Greek text reads a little more like, "Then you are not the Egyptian who before these days made a disturbance and led 4,000 criminal men of the assassins into the wilderness." Now we know why Lysias Claudius immediately arrested Paul and put him in chains. He thought that he was a terrorist and that he was starting a riot at the temple. Well, a little history helps us understand what's going on here. So I'm going to amalgamate several sources to tell the story. In 54 AD, 3 years before this riot at the temple, a man whom the Jewish historian Josephus describes as a false prophet had drawn some 30,000 men to his cause. The number has been scrutinized by several scholars, but that's what Josephus relates. Well, this revolutionary led this vast mob to the Mount of Olives, where he insisted that the walls of Jerusalem would fall flat at his command. And when this happened, they were to break into the city and overthrow the Romans. Whether or not Josephus exaggerated the number of men, it was still an audacious claim. After arriving at the Mount of Olives, the revolt's leaders, who remained unnamed, failed to bring down the walls of Jerusalem. Subsequently, the procurator, named Felix, led his troops in an attack on the terrorist location and killed, captured, and scattered the assassins, also known as the Sicarii. In the melee, the Egyptian instigator managed to disappear. While in the wake of Felix's attack on the terrorist group, these assassins and their leaders went underground. According to Josephus, these terrorists carrying daggers sporadically attacked the Jews during their festivals. They would kill their victims and then fade back into the festival crowds. As such, the Jewish festivals were always times of concern for both the Jews and the Romans. The fortress commander was well aware of this and assumed that Paul was the Egyptian terrorist. But once Paul began conversing with him, he was convinced that this was a false assumption. This only made him all the more curious as to why the Jews were trying to kill this man. So now the situation is turning around. It's set up for Paul to be able to defend himself, both before the commander and, as we will see, the Jewish crowd. Join me again next time on Verse by Verse.